This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Smoke could be seen billowing from the Broncos and Power Field at Mile High Stadium in downtown Denver just moments ago. The Denver Fire Department says they've extinguished the fire and that suites and the third-level seating area were damaged. A cause is unknown and no injuries have been reported. The outdoor retailer trade show will move back to Salt Lake City next year when its contract with Denver ends. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The biannual show has been held in Denver for the past 5 years. The last Denver event will be in June. The show moved to Colorado in 2018 after participants threatened a boycott when Utah legislators asked President Trump to repeal the status of the newly designated Bears Ears National Monument. Last month, several major outdoor retailers announced plans to boycott the event if it moved back to Utah. The event's owners say it will use revenue from upcoming shows to fund programs to protect public lands. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A bill that would ensure access to contraception and abortion at any point in pregnancy is headed to the governor's desk. The Reproductive Health Equity Act passed its final vote in the Senate on party lines yesterday. Democratic State Senator Julie Gonzalez says she must codify that abortion access into state law in case Roe v. Wade is overturned.
We're seeing conservative state legislatures across the country move forward bills that will lead to more people dying, quite frankly.
Colorado voters have previously rejected abortion restrictions at the ballot box several times. This is CPR News and KRCC.